Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we've got to talk about this video that's going really, really viral on the internet right now. And it's one of the craziest ones that we've reacted to together, okay? What I'm about to show you is a man, a Trump supporter, literally attacking high school and middle school students who had a walkout to protest ICE. A Trump supporter literally assaulting underage individuals. It is absolutely ballistic, okay? And I'm telling you, when we see stuff like this, it's because of the rhetoric of the President of the United States. It's because of what he does. It's because of things like him being found liable for sexual abuse, him being all over the Epstein files, him getting away with fraud, him being a convicted felon. You have all these grown adults in society who feel as if, I don't know, when they see somebody who's protesting ICE in their communities, a group of kids protesting the things that ICE is doing in their communities, the way ICE is hurting their families, they feel like it's somehow justified to literally assault them. Insane. We're going to hop into all this. Before we do, though, if you're watching this and you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you enjoy this type of content, you can go down below and subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler right down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked out my channel, The Chris Mowry Show. I actually just had Governor Josh Shapiro on today. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. Maybe hit like on that video. You guys are the best. And I really appreciate all the support lately. Truly, truly, truly. All right, let's hop right into this. First, I'm going to show you just the video itself, and then we're going to talk about it and talk about who this man is. I mean, that is literally insane. You see, this is a full-grown adult around, again, children, like high school in the report, I believe also middle school students here, and actually fighting a teenage girl. A MAGA supporter fighting a teenage girl. Now, there's another angle of this that I'm going to play and show you. It's just the beginning of this. If we take a look, this is his car right here. I'm going to zoom in. I believe this is his car, and these are the students here. And you see right there that he actually gets out of the vehicle and goes towards them, okay? And maybe it's possible that the kids, the high school, middle school students are yelling something. He obviously clearly started this, but I don't care what they yelled at him. I mean, this is insane, right? They are at most just speaking to him. He's a grown adult. He gets out of the car and physically attacks somebody, okay? Just unbelievable stuff. And so thank God, after some research, he was put in custody. This is who we're dealing with. Take a listen.
Buda police say they arrested the man in this video. Authorities tell us yesterday, 45-year-old Chad Watts stepped out of his truck to engage in an altercation with teenage students during a walkout to protest ICE. Thanks so much for joining us at 9 o'clock. I'm Daniel Marin. Jennifer is on assignment. Watts is charged with 2 counts of assault causing bodily injury. He does not currently have an attorney listed. Now, referring to the altercation, Buda Mayor Lee Urbanovsky said in a statement today, quote, that this is emotionally charged, a sensitive issue involving minors that has deeply impacted and rightfully concerned the community. Now, Hayes County Judge Ruben Becerra told us in a statement, two prosecutors are working alongside investigators and, quote, no matter one's political views, an adult bears a clear responsibility to exercise restraint, especially in the presence of children. Violence or intimidation directed at a minor, particularly during a lawful, peaceful demonstration, has no place in a constitutional republic.
really powerful words there from the judge. It is stunning to see, kind of in this political moment in American history right now, grown adults who just consistently act like children. Grown adults who assault children. It's like maybe quite literally he's getting something from the President of the United States, who is best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, who hung around a lot of underage individuals, Donald Trump, with all sorts of allegations. And I know that, you know, to a lot of people may seem far-fetched, or you may go, oh, come on, that's just like a unnecessary. That's just like a political jab or something. But I'm being so serious, right? These things have real implications. When you elect a man who has no care for the rule of law, who talks about women any type of way, has been found liable for sexually abusing a woman, liable for defaming a woman, liable for defaming her again, liable for business fraud. He's a convicted felon. He says the most awful, hateful things about all people, but especially women. And it's like, that's going to have an effect. That's going to have an effect on how adults act, on how people in the United States, however old or young or whatever, how they, what they feel like they can get away with, how they should act, what sets a good example. And it's, frankly, in my opinion, never talked about enough, because even in some of these comment sections I was looking, Trump supporters defending this guy. All students involved should serve a week-long suspension at home. Each of them should learn to mind their own business and not get in trouble. That's right. Let's blame the 17-year-olds who organized, or 16 or 15, the kids who organized a protest. They decided to get together and exercise their First Amendment right, which, even if somehow you disagree with what they are protesting, I'm glad that our kids are taking part in responsible civic duty that's peaceful. And you're going to blame them as opposed to the grown man who's assaulting kids? I mean, I feel like I'm going insane, to be completely honest. And I know I also say that all the time, but this type of stuff never ceases to amaze me, truly. It's like somehow every day I get on the internet and I see something like this and I'm still just blown away. It's like I always think it can't get any worse, can't get any lower, but it does. This person saying, doing what her parents should be doing, and then this person laughing, suggesting, like, you know, she doesn't have parents. Wow. Okay. All right. And again, this is from the federal government down. You know what this video reminded me of when I saw this dude just literally beating people up for speaking their mind, for saying what they want to say, was this ICE agent, this video that we've reacted to on this channel before.
I'll tell you this, brother.
What?
You know, I will tell you this. You raise your voice, I raise your voice.
If I raise my voice, you'll erase my...
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious? You said, if I raise my voice, you'll erase my voice?
Yeah. I mean, the guy is literally acting like a glorified ICE agent. And again, all these people just getting like insane power trips and feeling like they can, you know, do whatever they want because the President of the United States can do whatever he wants. And he goes on glorified power trips as the, you know, we see this rising authoritarianism and he goes after people who disagree with him. There's another video we saw in Texas really recently that went very viral. Again, grown adults who are so, so weird, disgusting, so, what's the word I'm looking for? Immature. Somebody on the side of the road here using their First Amendment right, and someone who claims to be a state congressman saying this.
A mother was murdered.
This makes you look.
A mother was murdered.
Educated. This makes you look.
What's your education?
A lot more.
What's your degree?
Yours,
you know.
Because I am a state congressman, and that is unacceptable.
You're a state congressman?
I am.
What's your name?
I'll tell you what, I'm calling the cops because we don't need to have
12 police officers have already driven by. 12 police officers have already driven by. This is my First Amendment right. You are violating my First Amendment right. You just actually touched me. I have it on video. So that was an assault.
Here's a witness.
Yeah, you actually touched me right here.
Actually, I did not.
You did,
sir. Why would I want to touch you?
Well, I don't know. You guys are stopping up here.
Why are you wearing a motorcycle helmet? So we can't see who you are?
No, because it's called safety and the police officer.
That language is unacceptable.
Look, sir.
We have kids in this
area. Police officers have already stopped me and given me regulations that I have to follow, and they said I was within my rights.
You're dumb. Good night.
I know my rights, sir. And the police officers have already stopped by. So call the police, ma'am. Call the police. Sir, where are you from? Where's your family from? Germany! You're German? U.S. Constitution! If you're a state congressman, you would know that.
I mean, that's truly remarkable to me. And I don't know who the person is who's recording this video. Huge shout out to them. Again, showing up and knowing their rights, especially in a time like this where we're seeing so many constitutional rights violated. In the first clip, we see literal children acting more responsible, more mature in a heated scenario than the adults, the MAGA adults in the room. And in this scenario, I don't know how old this person is. It appears to me from the first part listening that she may be a little bit on the younger side. I don't know. But regardless of that, this supposed state congressman, grown man, saying, I'm going to call the police. You can't stand right here because my kids ride a bike here. I don't give a fuck if your kids ride a bike here. Okay? And he's coming up to her saying, do you know how uneducated this makes you look? Who are you? What are you talking about right now? And why are you so condescending? It's so gross. And acting like such a child. Look at the way he did. Like, there's one part here I might be able to freeze frame on it, where he's like, he touches her and she says, you know, you just touched me. And look right here, he starts like dancing. He's like, oh, why would I want to touch you? You're a grown man. You are a grown man acting like this. These people are ridiculous. It's like, go do something else. Get a life. A video we saw also pretty recently going viral. You can't have campaign gear on in a polling location. This is from a bit ago. But this man showing up to a polling location with a Trump hat on, being told legally you have to take that off, sir. This is not allowed. Meltdown.
This is my motherfucking right.
Wow.
Why is it defending you? It's not defending you. All right, then shut the hell up and let me vote.
Okay,
Wow.
I mean, these are children. And I'm not trying to group in, like, I'm not trying to say all of MAGA is this way. That's not what I'm attempting to do. But it's clear to me that when we see videos like this on the internet, when we see grown adults having what I would describe as political crash outs, there is a clear correlation that most of the time, they are Trump supporters or in the right wing in some way. These are like some of these individuals, and I believe because of the rhetoric of Donald Trump, because of what we're seeing, are so entitled, so rude, feel like they can do whatever they want and their political views matter the most in their little bubble. And like, again, this guy freaking out, yelling he's going to sue people, calling the women working at this polling station. He says, you know, you're such a bitch. Why won't you let me just vote? It's like, sir, this is just the law. It's the law. You can't wear campaign gear into a polling location. You can't. I think it's within like 100 feet. It's a law. It's just the law. And you should know that. And you're told the law. And as a grown man, you have an entire fit. It goes on and on and on. The last video I will show you is, again, why are some of these individuals so disturbed? Why are they so... I wish I could, maybe you can let me know in the comments what the right word is for this. They're just kind of bizarre. And they're so focused on everybody else. Listen to this video.
Man spanking new Lexus SUV. How is that possible? Integrate into the same neighborhood that I worked my entire life to get into. I don't understand it.
Why? Here's this guy right here in his brand new Lexus.
There he is, right there.
That guy right there, that's a
Look at that vehicle.
Yeah, that's an immigrant.
That's an immigrant with a $100,000 Lexus.
Yeah.
So I just want to point out the context of this video is that individual is a legal U.S. citizen who just doesn't look like me, aka he's not white. And he's actually, I believe, practicing to be a doctor or in some residency program. So he drives a Lexus. And like, you just have these individuals who are outraged that a brown man lives in their neighborhood who drives a nicer car than them. You have some serious internal problems that you need to get over. And never once in my life have I looked over and seen someone else driving a car and been infatuated with the idea that, what, are they a citizen? Are they not a citizen? Why are they driving the car? some serious internal problems here that are exacerbated by the president of the United States. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I am glad that the main story here, that this individual is in custody. Thank God. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please be safe. Remember to check out my YouTube channel right down below, Chris Mowry. This is my one daily video for the Adam Ochler channel, and I will see you tomorrow.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.